Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm really enjoying my radio work. It gets me away from the day-to-day of the insurance business, but, and this is a radio tease, my guest today will bring us back into the dental insurance arena. But before I introduce our guest, it's hard to believe that Valentine's Day has come and gone. And of course, we had the huge snowstorm Thursday and Friday, and it's already mid-February. The Super Bowl is 2 weeks ago, and hopefully the Patriots will have a good draft this year, because I think they have a long way to go to catch the Seattle team. Although I do think they could make it into the Super Bowl, but whether they could win, I'm not sure. But in any event, we also, upcoming next weekend, there is a half marathon, the half at the Hampsteads, and I'm going to plan to run that, and plus get a little skiing in after today's show. Again, it's so hard to believe it's already mid-February. Today's topic is on individual and family dental plans. And with me, in the spirit of transparency, is one of my colleagues, Jody Hiddle, who is our Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Northeast Delta Dental. But before we get into the dental insurance industry, Jody, why don't you talk about your career, because it's really a great story. In fact, in my book, there are no do-overs. And by the way, I'll be at Gibson's with Dave Cowens on March 27th for a signing. It's a book that I co-authored with Dave. Jody appears in the book because Jody and I have had a mentor-mentee relationship for many years, but Jody's career at Northeast Delta Dental actually predates mine. So why don't you talk a little bit about your career at Northeast Delta Dental, Jody? And I say this because oftentimes I get the questions from young employees, how do I get ahead? And one of the things, of course, I say in the book is you basically outwork the competition, and that was one of Dave's mantra, but also you had a career blueprint that I think would be interesting to people. So why don't you describe that, then we'll get into our topic.
Okay, great, Tom, and great to be here, and thanks for having me. As Tom said, I did start with Northeast Delta Dental back in 1990, April of 1990 to be exact, after serving in the United States Marine Corps. And candidly, I was only in New Hampshire. I was serving out in the San Diego area and came out to New Hampshire to visit my mother, who was living in Loudoun at the time. And she was getting ready to move to Florida, and I didn't feel like a move to Florida was in the cards for me, so I decided to stay put in New Hampshire. And I started looking for a job, and there was a posting for a company called Northeast Delta Dental. I'd never heard of them. I thought they were a dental supply company, candidly, and I went over to...
Look how far we've come.
I went over to the Christian Mutual Life building on Loudoun Road. And I actually ended up interviewing with a retired major from the Army, a guy named Don Grant, and we hit it off, and I was hired into the support services area, the mail room, actually. I started, I think, 2 weeks after I was interviewed, and that went very well, and within 3 months, I was promoted into the marketing department as a marketing sales assistant. And that kind of blossomed, and in 1995, when you came on board with the company, Tom, and after your tenure, of course, with Delta Dental Plan in Massachusetts, an opening in Maine, our Maine territory up in Portland, came open, and I jumped at that chance and took that and went up there and really put my nose to the grindstone. I didn't have a career blueprint, as you say.
And did a great job. Jody grew our Maine market. All of our three states, we have, as the listening audience knows, we have Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Maine was the most ripe for growth, and Jody contributed immensely to the leadership of Delta Dental Plan of Maine, which is one of the three companies of Northeast Delta Dental. So now fast forward, we have a VP of marketing and sales opening a few years ago, and first time around you declined to apply, but the second time you did. So what was in your thinking, and how has it been so far? And of course, I am your boss, so you'll be nice, I know.
Well, of course, absolutely. Right? I'm going to cut my nose off and spite my face. You know, the maturation of my personal growth was key in that decision. But also, you know, I'd spent a lot of time up in Maine, more than 15 years growing that market, and I had capable hands in which to leave that market and it made sense to come back to Concord, where I started to lead the sales and marketing effort here locally. And that's been great. It's been 2 years now, and we're firing on all cylinders in both the individual and family market, small group market, and large group market.
And it's great to have you in Concord. Of course, Jody moved to Bow, and the funny story with that was one of our former employees moved to Florida, and Jody ended up buying her house.
That's correct.
So it's all in the family, so to speak. And that's terrific. In fact, there's a lot of us at Northeast Delta Dental that commute in from Bow. It's exactly where we live, probably, I don't know, a 12-minute commute. So as the listening audience has heard many times, we took the approach with the Affordable Care Act that it was here to stay. Our view was it was not going to be ruled unconstitutional, and that even if Governor Romney became president, of course he didn't, but even if he did, that the genie was out of the bottle, and there was no way anyone was going to be able to disengage the Affordable Care Act. So the dynamic of benefits being decoupled from the employer, we knew was well on its way. In fact, really, even before the Affordable Care Act was passed in March of 2010, there has been a decoupling of benefits from the employer. Many of you know that benefits in the United States have been attached to the employer really since World War II, when there was a wage freeze. And so what companies did in those days was to add first group health benefits, and then about really in the 70s is when they started to add it primarily on the dental side. So we knew that that trend was probably going to change, and that the Affordable Care Act wasn't going away. So people have heard me say many times that we made the board of directors made with our support from management made the decision that yes, we need to be on the public exchanges. And in New Hampshire, it's healthcare.gov. Vermont has a state-based exchange, and in Maine, it's also healthcare.gov. But we simultaneously developed a new individual dental product through what I'm loosely terming a private exchange. Delta Dental covers me.com. But Jody, take us back, because we were actually probably the first insurance company that got into individual dental insurance, really dating back to the early 90s. So why don't you take us back there, and then we'll fast forward to the Affordable Care Act and DeltaDentalCoversMe.com.
Well, I believe you're right. As far as I know, we were the first dental insurance company, or the only insurance company, for that matter, in the United States to offer an individual and family product. And that goes back to about probably 1992. Individual dental, candidly, was thought to be uninsurable because it is what we call a living benefit. In other words, it's designed to be used. It's not like a medical policy or a life or even home or auto policy that you buy and you hope you never have to use. People actually, you know, purchase a dental policy with the intention of going out and using it.
So it's really more or less prepaid dental benefits.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's, you know, you could argue that the insurance component to it really comes in with the major restorative and emergency type procedures, which are also covered under most of our policies. So anyway, we, you know, back in the early 90s, I met with our then underwriting team, and we talked through a strategy whereby we could come up with a plan design that we would put into place that would mitigate a lot of the anti-selection or adverse selection, if you will. And those are things like waiting periods and deductibles and the way that the plan itself is structured. But it was really more of a mission-sensitive endeavor at that point in time. There really was not a mass market for the product, but there was a need in the marketplace, albeit somewhat limited back in the early 90s.
And really for retirees, as well as someone that may was terminated from their employer, and you have sort of coverage until the next employer who probably also had Delta Dental.
Exactly. So most of the early purchases were made by seniors and those using it as gap coverage, as you say.
Great. So now fast forward again, and we, because of the economic dynamic as well as the Affordable Care Act, we really had to be more facile with our direct-to-consumer product. So would you talk about the emergence of DeltaDentalCoversMe.com? And for the listening audience, let me just kind of set the stage. While 900 New Hampshire residents, not including their dependents, have been able to navigate the public exchange to purchase our individual dental program, we already have over 8,600 New Hampshire residents who've gone on the private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. So tell us how that emerged, Jody.
Well, I all started with actually identifying the market, and there were a lot of trends that we started to see and that started to emerge in our territory and in candidly on a national basis. There was interest early on, of course, in the individual market, you know, particularly among those without access to employer-sponsored plans like sole proprietors and very small businesses, retirees, and the Medicare eligible. But there were also growing trends in the marketplace, most noticeably the emergence of voluntary benefits, defined contribution plans, and the outright, as you mentioned, decoupling of employer-sponsored benefits, and the proliferation of both the public and the private insurance marketplaces, and online aggregators like eHealth and eSurance and things like that. And there were and there still are, particularly prominent in the mid to small group markets, you know, a need for individual products as more and more smaller employers in particular drop ancillary benefits or move to 100% voluntary benefits. So, you know, marketing to consumers directly is a completely different animal than marketing to a very finite group and audience of HR professionals, benefit decision makers, et cetera. When you're trying to reach the masses, you know, more than 3 million individuals in the tri-state region, it's expensive, it has to be done on a targeted basis and in the most judicious manner and cost-effective manner possible. So we did, as you mentioned, partnered with an organization called Encara. It's actually owned by several other Delta Dental companies. And I view them as essentially a shared service utility.
For Delta Dental Covers Me.
For Delta Dental Covers Me.com, right.
And I know I get this question a lot now that we're into retail. You know, why do we do things like Northeast Delta Dental Stadium or the advertisements on the side of the trailer trucks? And that's because, just for the reasons you indicated, we have to get to the retail market. So there was a purpose behind all of our marketing strategies, because the hundreds of thousands of people that go to a Northeast Delta Dental Stadium to go to a baseball game are getting an oral health message. So right before commercial break, why don't you give, if there's an individual out there that doesn't have dental insurance through the employer, why don't you give the DeltaDentalCoversMe.com information and just a quick overview of how you would navigate through that?
Yeah, it's really simple. The website is, again, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And on that site, you'll simply enter your zip code and hit enter, and you're off to the races. We offer 5 different plan options in the states of Maine and New Hampshire. We offer 4 in Vermont, with the 5th one getting ready to be added. So it really serves folks who have very basic dental needs all the way through those who may need major restorative dental work and even orthodontics for both adults and children. It's all online, and the entire process literally takes about 2 minutes.
So after commercial break, we'll talk a little bit more about the market research as to how we designed those 5 plans. And again, already over 8,600 New Hampshire residents have purchased through DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. Tom Raffio will return from commercial break.
How was work, honey?
Oh, our Delta Dental rep visit got me thinking about my oral health, you know? Reminded me about visiting my dentist and gave me this toothbrush.
I'm glad you're excited.
Uh-huh.
But do you suppose you could not brush your teeth at the dinner table?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Thank you, honey.
As the region's most experienced dental benefits company, Northeast Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, providing timely responses to customer questions and ensuring claims are processed quickly and accurately so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio and the CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. And with me this February 15th and 16th, again, it's hard to believe it's already Valentine's Day has come and gone, is Jody Hiddle, our Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Northeast Delta Dental. And Jody, before the commercial break, we were talking about the success of DeltaDentalCoversMe.com in that we have over 8,600 New Hampshire residents have purchased dental programs through that, and what I'm terming a private exchange. And that's not to say you can't buy our Delta Dental product on the public exchange, which is healthcare.gov. The citizen legislature and regulators in New Hampshire chose to use the federal software, so you go on healthcare.gov. And, of course, part of our strategy was knowing that many states, I think there's about 36 states that use the same software, that on day one, on October 1st, that there would probably be a little difficulty getting online. So that's by partnering with the company in Cara that Jody referenced, we created this private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, and we knew that there'd be an avenue for New Hampshire residents to purchase individual product. So you mentioned that there are five plans on there. So tell us, I'm assuming, and I know the answer to this, but you know, there was market research conducted and so forth. So tell us a little bit more about that.
There was. In fact, we undertook exhaustive market research, and we ultimately reached out to several thousand consumer respondents, and we asked them a lot of questions about what they looked for in a dental plan, what their price tolerances were, their tolerance for switching dental providers if that was required, and so forth and so on. So it was really to gauge the marketplace interest. We wanted to identify target market segments. We wanted to look at demographics, sociographics, and psychographics of high potential consumers. And we wanted to learn what consumers wanted in a dental plan, including, again, their provider preferences. And most importantly, we wanted to learn what consumers were willing to pay for a dental plan and what they valued in a dental plan that allowed them or gave them, I guess, the comfort to pay for that plan on a monthly and annual basis.
Great. Now, how would a program purchased on DeltaDentalCoversMe.com differ from first the public exchange, healthcare.gov, and then perhaps differ from our traditional products through your employer?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. The ACA plans, the Affordable Care Act plans that we sell, as you mentioned, through the Vermont Health Connect in Vermont and through the federally facilitated marketplaces in both New Hampshire and Maine, are different than the individual and family plans in a number of ways, but mostly relating to the pediatric coverage, the children's coverage portion of the policy. Under federal law, under the ACA, there were certain benchmark requirements that all insurers who offered a pediatric dental plan, both on or off the exchange that was exchange certified, had to meet. And there are some unique features that went along with that. Most notably, there is a maximum out-of-pocket limit, affectionately known as a MOOP. And that is unique to a dental plan. Historically, there's never been a maximum out-of-pocket. Rather, there's been an annual maximum, which represents the maximum amount that is potentially paid out under the policy. The maximum out-of-pocket maximum instead places an out-of-pocket limit on what the patient will pay out in any plan year. And once that is hit, the coverage converts to 100% coverage for all covered dental services. So that's unique. That has never been a part of a dental plan in the past. And because of that, because I had mentioned earlier, dental is a living benefit, we had to spend some significant time with the underwriting team working through what exposure that gives to us as a dental insurance carrier and how we could price it still affordably and structure the plan so that it makes sense for consumers and it still provides a rich and valuable benefit to them. Now, on the individual and family side, of course, that maximum out-of-pocket does not apply on the pediatric side of things, as it never has in the past. And the adult portion remains largely unchanged in both markets.
Terrific. That's a great summary. Now, we know through market research and statistics through the Dental Industry Associations that probably in the tri-state region, only half our population has any dental program. Most of those people, of course, have it through Northeast Delta Dental, but there are other carriers out there. Why do you think that is, and have you noticed any trend for employers dropping dental or pretty much people are sticking with it at this point?
Mm-hmm. I think it's attributable to a number of different things, and you are right. According to the National Association of Dental Plans, about half of all residents in the tri-state area have dental coverage. So that leaves about 1.6 million people throughout Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont without dental coverage. So there is definitely an underserved market out there.
And a job for you.
And a job for me. Amen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously, you know, with that much market potential out there, and that's just in our three small states on a national basis, that percentage of coverage holds true as well, with about half of Americans nationally being covered under dental policies.
So, Joe, no matter how many speeches that I make that the mouth is part of the body and that you can't have good overall health without good oral health, people still are left uncovered, it seems.
That's absolutely right. You know, and I think we work hard every day to heighten the awareness of exactly what you just said, that the mouth is a part of the body. It's all systemic. As the mouth goes, so goes the rest of the body in a number of different ways. So it's important. You know, the fact that after World War II, as you mentioned, we moved to a private healthcare system, and it goes back to the 1700s even, when dental kind of rose to its own specialty and kind of was decoupled, if you will, from the rest of medical services, and it continues that way today. That's, you could argue that's a good thing or that's a bad thing. But there's a lot of work to be done to cover all of the United States. For example, there are about 154 million Americans that don't have any dental coverage whatsoever.
So I think that means that bodes well for your job, being the vice president of marketing and sales. But in terms of our strategy, and I think this is important for the listening audience to know, we're covering all our bases, because if you're an individual and you're not employed, if you're, say, retired or in between jobs, we have this beautiful individual product through DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, or you can go on to the public website, healthcare.gov. Now, the dental premium, as Jody mentioned, all of our market research seemed to reveal that we've got to get the monthly premium around $35 a month, certainly less than $50. And since that premium is so low, relatively speaking, to the medical, you're not going to get a tax subsidy anyway, so you might as well go on DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. So we've done a great job there, and then we've done a great effort. I want you to talk briefly about what we've done to lower the price for our smaller employers, because as we all know, most of the employers in New Hampshire are smaller. So we did more market research and found out that we had to lower our price there. So that's been selling well too, right?
It's been selling extraordinarily well, and you're right. I mean, for every group in the tri-state area of 100 to 499 employees, there are 70 groups with 2 to 99 employees. So there is a vast market out there in what we call the small group market, which we identify again as 2 to 99 employees. And we have, fortunately, we've had tremendous growth in that market with our new direct-to-consumer small group policies. And I say direct-to-consumer because the majority of those policies are 100% voluntary. And as I mentioned earlier, that was one of the trends that we identified early on that led us down this direct-to-consumer path. So since January 1st of 2013, we have added more than 14,000 new primary subscribers under those policies throughout the tri-state region. So that's tremendous growth.
So I think one of the themes for today is for the listening audience is to see that Northeast Delta Dental really is data-based. We do our market research. We figure out what the consumers want. We try to educate the consumers on that the mouth is part of the body, then you can't have good overall health unless you have above-the-neck health, which is oral health. And we also are just very strategic from a public policy perspective, because we gave the lead donation to the University of New England. So there's a new dental school now in Portland, Maine, and several of those first-year students are from New Hampshire, and the theory was that they would then, once they graduate, stay in New Hampshire and practice in New Hampshire, and there will definitely be dental clinical sites here in New Hampshire, because one of the things we recognize as a corporation is that more dentists would be retiring starting in 2013 versus graduating from dental schools, because a number of dental schools had closed down in the 90s. So we take that approach on the marketing. Jody's done a great job with understanding our marketplaces. And again, it's not just New Hampshire. It's also Maine and Vermont. And in Vermont, they went with a state-based exchange, which is entirely different. So we've invested a lot of resources to give every citizen in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont the opportunity to purchase easily a dental program which is cost effective. So in New Hampshire, the 749,531 of you out of the 1.3 million of you who don't have dental coverage, check out DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. So Jody, why don't you give a last word on DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, and then I'll put a plug in for my book, and then we'll call it a wrap.
Yeah, well, I guess the biggest upside of DeltaDentalCoversMe.com is the ease of use, the ease of navigation. For those of you listening who have been out to healthcare.gov and have tried to navigate through that system, Well, I guess that's enough said.
There you go.
You know the experience already. In stark contrast to that, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, a tremendous amount of forethought and time and energy has gone into that site. It serves multiple states. And as I mentioned, you can literally enroll in a plan soup to nuts, including the rendering of your ID cards and your plan materials, literally within minutes.
That's terrific, Jody. So, upcoming, if you want more secrets of the success of Northeast Delta Dental and some of how we've done this, the book, There Are No Do-Overs, and that is really the genesis of that title, is we had to make a decision to be on the public exchange and to make an investment in DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. We weren't going to have a second chance, so that's the genesis of that title. You can purchase that book on BigRedFactor.com or come down to Gibson's. Dave Collins and I will be there on March 27th, and you can get copies of the book in Gibson's. One of the other things we do is we try to educate the world on the Affordable Care Act. Upcoming on April 10th, we have a program at Southern New Hampshire University on the Affordable Care Act, and Jody will be one of several esteemed panelists, including the Commissioner of Insurance. Jody, thank you for spending this glorious weekend in February with me, and glad we survived the snowstorm and Valentine's. I hope you were nice to Jennifer, your wife. Were you?
I was very nice. I always am.
That's very good. Well, I'll ask her about that when I see her at a road race. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental will return next weekend.